I'm Crystal Berger, Fox News, and on this week's edition of Extraordinary, we're chatting with reality star, fashion designer, and singer Tammy Rivera on how tackling the perils of urban living destined her for a life of purposeful social influence.
Growing up in Baltimore, my mom was a single parent. We lived in like a two-bedroom apartment on welfare, just struggling, going to school. And you might see somebody getting jumped on one corner. You might see the drug dealers on another corner. I've seen people get killed. That's every day. It's normal when you live in it.
Growing up in a single-parent home in Baltimore wasn't the only challenge Tammy faced.
Me and my mom are really, really close. She had her issues and her struggles with drugs. I think where I grew up in West Baltimore, everyone's mom was on drugs. Sad to say, but it was our reality.
Faith was a key factor in tackling her mom's drug abuse.
One thing I can say about mom, even though she struggled with her drug abuse, she always made sure we was okay. My mom never hid anything. She always told me, like, this is what's going on and this is what I'm facing, but let's pray together that I kick this. She would be high and we would be praying for her to get off of drugs.
Tammy discovered the good in her neighborhood despite the bad.
You know what's so funny? When we used to live on Lafayette, I used to live on Lafayette, 1338. I'll never forget the address. On Lafayette in Sandtown, Baltimore. And there was a lady, an old lady. She used to live across the street. She would sit outside and she would crochet and she would sew. We'd be outside playing and playing. And I remember one day, old dad was like, how you doing, miss? Can I sit there? Can I? And she was like, you the only one that want to learn. You want to learn? You really want to learn? And I said, yeah. So I would sit on the front porch with her and she would teach me how to sew and teach me how to crochet. And my friends would laugh like, why you talking to that old lady? You over there messing with the old lady. And I just was so interested in what she was doing. I always wanted to learn. Certain things just interested me a little bit more.
Her mom couldn't afford to buy her nice clothes, so Tammy took matters into her own hands.
I had to make things, and I was very fashionable, and I was very popular. Didn't have money, but, you know, I had my own style. That got you in a whole bunch of fights. Not that I was a troubled child. It's just that I've always been, like, a girly girl. I was working when I was 14, so I used to work at a clothing store just so I could dress cute.
Tammy's childhood passion led to a profitable business, T. Rivera Swimwear, a swimwear line created for women just like her.
I'm very curvy, and I've always been curvy. Even when I was slimmer and skinnier, I still had a very small waist and, like, little hips, a little teeny booty. So even then, I couldn't find stuff. Like, I would have to. I learned how to sew very young. As I got older and I had a daughter, I have stretch marks. I have a little on my stomach, on my sides. I'm very hippie. So every time I buy swimsuits, they were more European style, like very for slim, tall girls. So I came up with T. Rivera Swimwear for curvy women. It goes from sizes 0 up to 3X.
While Tammy achieved reality TV success, owned many profitable businesses, and created a huge social media influence, almost 5 million followers on Instagram, she still felt something was missing.
Growing up, I've always had to dumb down my personality so that I could be liked. Especially, like I said, growing up, we grew up, I was always the mixed, like, light girl with the pretty hair and my mom's chocolate, beautiful black woman. I was just raised by this black queen who told me, you know what, you ain't better than nobody else. We go through things like, and I'm going through all these struggles at home, the same struggles that my peers are going through, but yet y'all look at me like I'm higher than y'all, and I never understood that. So I always would dumb myself down just to try to fit in.
She realized trying to fit in kept her from pursuing her dream, singing.
I didn't understand for years how that carried into my adult life. I always had to be the meek one. It was just like a buildup of years of things. Before, I would worry about what everybody else was thinking, how people were going to feel about this. For years, my own husband didn't know I could sing because I didn't want his family or him to think that I was with him for the wrong reasons. I didn't want to use the Love & Hip Hop platform because I didn't want people to take me as a joke.
Tammy recalls the moment she first stepped into a recording studio.
It was like an epiphany. I just knew that I was tired. I was tired of living in someone else's shadow. I was tired of all my life. I've worked plenty of jobs and got fired from all of them. I've then tried to do different business ventures, but that just felt like that was where I was supposed to be. It just felt like this is you.
She got honest with herself after recording her debut single, All These Kisses.
All the time I thought I was happy, I really wasn't happy because I wasn't happy with myself. I'm the most happy I've ever been in my life, but not because of my husband. My husband adds to my happiness. I'm happy because I finally figured out what my purpose is.
Tammy's music reflects her life, her struggles, and her loving character.
It takes you on a journey of Tammy's story, the things that I felt. A lot of our men don't get the recognition that they should. There are a lot of men that, you know, a lot of things that they do reflect the things that they face daily. I never like to make excuses for anyone, but I always tell people, you have to look at someone's past in order to understand where they're going. Like, a lot of people ask me, when me and my husband went through our situation, what allowed me to take him back? I had to look at his past. If he never had an example of what a husband's supposed to be, then how can he know without bumping his head? I mean, you can tell somebody, oh, this is what a husband is, but if you've never grown up around that, if you've never had that example in your life, no one that's married and been married for years and been living in a household together, and then how would you know what a husband's supposed to be? So I felt as though, why not make a song from love to hate to I'm angry? But Kisses was one of those songs where as though I felt like, if I don't do this now, 10 years from now, I'm going to be laying in my bed, hating myself for not even trying. And then I'm going to end up resenting my husband. I'm going to end up resenting everything that's around me and blaming everything else because I didn't have the courage to do it.
All These Kisses landed in the top 15 on Billboard's R&B and hip-hop digital sales charts. But Tammy's past continued to haunt her despite her recording success.
Singing is just half the battle. I remember getting pregnant at 20, getting married at 21. I remember catching a bus pregnant to Boscov's working. I mean, and thinking that that was life. You know what I'm saying? That was it. I remember working at Walmart. I remember working at Home Depot. But I always knew that there was something more. And I never stopped visioning it. Even when I tried to take the visions out of my head, I would still dream about it.
Her advice on overcoming obstacles and making her dreams a reality?
Project it. See it. Have more confidence inside myself. Don't let nothing, I don't care what it is, drug abuse, nothing, no sexual abuse. There's so many women that face so much and so many young girls who face so much. But I promise you, it is more.
Tammy reminds herself daily about the importance of positive speaking.
I'm a firm believer of it, projecting things into the universe, a prophetic tongue, speaking it into existence. Because let me tell you something, each one of us, God has already written something for us. We just got to go get it.
Tammy is star of the reality show Love & Hip Hop. She is married to superstar, rocker, and rapper Waka Flocka Flame. Her swimwear line is a success on Instagram and the web, and she is finally living her music dream. But Tammy is not taking all of the credit.
I tell people, it's all in God's timing. I'm a firm believer in what's for you is for you. But you have to be patient and trust the process. But he's not going to give it to you. You're going to have to go get it.
I'm Crystal Berger, and this has been Extraordinary on Fox News.